We want to take a closer look now at Kamala Harris and her career up until this moment of her being Joe Biden's running mate. Here's Lisa again with that.
When Kamala Harris tells her story, it starts with parents who raised her with a sense of justice.
My parents first met as graduate students at UC Berkeley. Where they were active in the civil rights movement. My mother used to say, I think she was basically saying, you've got to get up and stand up and don't give up the fight.
Harris was born in 1964 in Oakland, California, to immigrant parents. Her mother, Shamala, came from India to study science at UC Berkeley. Her father, Donald, immigrated from Jamaica to teach economics at Stanford.
They came in pursuit of a dream. And that dream was a dream for themselves, for me, and for my sister Maya.
Growing up in Oakland, she was an early participant in a school busing program aimed at integrating the public schools. When she was 12, with her parents separated, Harris moved to Montreal with her mother, where she graduated high school. After decades of attending predominantly white schools, Harris wanted change. In 1983, she enrolled at Howard University, the preeminent historically black college in Washington, D.C.
This is where it all began.
It was at Howard that Harris explored her interest in politics. She ran for student council, joined the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority, and demonstrated against apartheid in South Africa.
Yes. Howard University is one of the most important aspects of my life.
Harris returned to the San Francisco Bay Area for law school at the University of California, Hastings. Back home, her career took off. In 2003, Harris unseated San Francisco's top prosecutor to win election as California's first black district attorney.
This is a celebration not just about me, but about all of us and about our great city.
It was the start of a decades-long career in law enforcement that has come under increased scrutiny as she seeks higher office.
To be a prosecutor is to really be engaged in one of the most noblest professions that anyone could do and have.
Harris is personally opposed to the death penalty.
In San Francisco, it is the will, I believe, of a majority of people that the most severe crimes be met with the most severe consequences, and that life without possibility of parole is a severe consequence.
As the city's top prosecutor, she promised to never impose it, even in a high-profile case about the death of a police officer.
It's about, yeah, you did commit a crime, accept it, own up to it, and then let's talk about what we can do to change the circumstances going forward.
She also pioneered a program to give nonviolent first-time offenders educational and job skills to prevent them from reoffending.
When we're talking about serious and violent crime, lock them up. But when we're talking about nonviolent crime, that is actually the crime that is occupying the bulk of our public resources and beds in our state prison system. And we need to have a meaningful system to reduce the likelihood that that revolving door will continue.
At the same time, Harris had some get-tough policies, including on families whose kids skipped school.
When they don't receive the benefit of a good public education, the odds on favorite is that they will not lead a productive life.
And she opposed decriminalizing sex work. Some critics say those things disproportionately hurt people of color.
This is not about being compassionate, and frankly, this is not about that movie Pretty Woman. Go home and rent it if you'd like to see it. But if you want to pass Proposition K, you're going to have the exact opposite effect, which is you're going to basically give a green light to the sexual exploitation of women and girls.
After nearly a decade as district attorney, Harris made her next move, and in 2011 was elected California Attorney General.
Justice will be swift and certain in the state of California.
During that time, she gained national recognition for her prosecution of gangs and for suing predatory for-profit colleges.
The people of our state should not be the subject of other people trying to make money off of them simply because they want to get an education.
She also officiated the first same-sex wedding in the state.
By the state of California, I now declare you spouses for life.
Her AG tenure coincided with the rise of the Black Lives Matter movement after the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri.
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Hands up!
Don't shoot!
Amid national calls for police accountability, Harris refused to take a position on a bill that would have required her office to launch an investigation into any officer-involved shooting. But she did mandate implicit bias training for California's officers in 2015.
We have developed and implemented a policy on implicit bias and racial profiling.
During her six-year stint as Attorney General, Harris befriended a fellow AG from across the country, Delaware's Beau Biden, son of then-Vice President Joe Biden. Now a recognized name in the Democratic Party, Harris was a clear choice to run for the newly opened Senate seat in California.
I intend to fight for truth and transparency and trust.
She won in a landslide and was sworn in by Biden in 2017. In the Senate, Harris has sponsored bills on race and criminal justice, including a bill to declare lynching a federal hate crime.
And call it what it is, which is that it is a crime that should be punishable with accountability and consequence.
But her most shining moments have come in her prosecutorial questioning during Senate hearings. First of Attorney General nominee Jeff Sessions in 2017.
Are you aware of any communications?
A lot of people were at the convention. It's conceivable that somebody
came
up to me.
Sir, I have just a few.
Well, you let me qualify it. If I don't qualify it, you'll accuse me of lying. So I need to be correct as best I can.
I do want you to be honest.
And I'm not able to be rushed this fast. It makes me nervous.
And in the Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Justice Brett Kavanaugh.
Have you discussed Mueller or his investigation with anyone at Cassowitz, Benson & Torres, the law firm founded by Mark Cassowitz, President Trump's personal lawyer? Be sure about your answer, sir.
All of it set up what seemed inevitable, a run for the White House in 2020.
I stand before you today to announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
By her side in that campaign, her husband of 6 years, Douglas Emhoff, who amassed a social media following based on never-ending support for his wife's career. In the campaign, Harris fired some of the first shots at primary opponent Joe Biden over his opposition of school busing programs in the 1970s.
It was hurtful to hear you talk about the reputations of two United States senators who built their reputations and career on the segregation of race in this country. And it was not only that, but you also worked with them to oppose busing. And, you know, there was a little girl in California who was part of the second class to integrate her public schools. And she was bused to school every day. And that little girl was me.
But that viral moment was not enough to grow momentum in Iowa, especially as she fielded questions on her prosecutorial record.
When you were attorney general, you opposed a legislation that would have required your office to investigate fatal shootings involving police officers. Why did you oppose that bill?
You used to oppose the legalization of marijuana. Now you don't. You used to oppose outside investigations of police shootings. Now you don't. You've said that you changed on these and other things because you were, quote, swimming against the current, and thankfully the currents have changed. But when you had the power, why didn't you try to effect change then?
There have been many distortions of my record. I made a decision that if I was going to have the ability to reform the system, I would try to do it from the inside.
She dropped out of the race in December.
I will keep fighting every day for what this campaign has been about. Justice for the people.
Harris eventually endorsed her former opponent Biden in March, joining him at a rally in Michigan, and immediately entering the most watched list to be Biden's VP.